Turn your Bibles to the book of Revelation, and again to chapter 2. I'm going to be speaking from verse 5. I've already spoken some on this, but I feel impressed to go back to verse 5, to the word candlestick. Jesus reminded the angel of the church that if he did not repent, that he would remove his candlestick out of his place. That word candlestick is mentioned 34, maybe 35 times in the Bible. The first time I see this word candlestick is in Exodus chapter 25 and verse 23. God told Moses that you should make a candlestick of pure gold. I like that. A candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the candlestick be. This candlestick was to be of pure gold, beaten and shaped into a vessel of honor for the service of God. Does this sound a lot like the body of Christ? Could it be that he has been in the midst of the church, in the midst of his people, since the beginning? The last time I see this word candlestick is in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation. Jesus is talking to John. I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, the two candlesticks, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven. He's talking about those two candlesticks. They will have power to shut up heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. And they will have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they, that's the two candlesticks, shall have finished their testimony, the beast that descends out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, shall overcome them, shall kill them, and their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of that great city, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half. They will not allow their dead bodies to be put in graves. Jesus tells John, after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. After laying in the streets of Jerusalem for 3.5 days, they received the Spirit of life from God, and they stood up. And when the people saw them, fear came on them. This fear replaced the joy and happiness and jubilation that they had expressed during the last 3.5 days. And then the scripture tells us that they, those two candlesticks that had been dead for 3.5 days, they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. When I read that 12th verse of chapter 11, my mind takes me back to the day when Jesus ascended up into heaven and his disciples, his friends, beheld him as he ascended up into the clouds. So now, let's go back to Exodus chapter 25 and 31 and talk about the candlestick. The candlestick of pure gold. The candlestick that had been beaten and shapen unto this great work of art. Do you know where this candlestick was to be placed? It was to be placed in the temple and to remain there as long as the temple existed. It was to be placed in the temple, in the tabernacle of God. Could it be that this was the foreshadowing of the body of Jesus Christ? Could it be that all during the time that Israel worshiped in the tabernacle and in the temple, that Jesus was in their midst continuously, yet silent, awaiting for the due time of his being revealed? We do know that the things in the tabernacle and the things that were in the temple was types and shadows of things to come. For instance, listen to what Paul told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. He says, "Brothers, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." In Colossians chapter 2 and verse 17 says it like this, "Which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ." Jesus was the cloud that led them by day, provided shade from the heat. Jesus was the fire that lit up their night and stood between them and their enemy. Jesus, he always was, he always is, he always will be. He's alive forevermore. Praise ye the Lord.